Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin irate that Trump returning to White House. By Joel B. Polak on October 5, 2020. President Donald Trump announced Monday afternoon that he would be returning to the White House that evening from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. And the Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin tweeted frantically in opposition. If he falls ill and relapses or infects anyone else, his doctors will be responsible. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. Is there no one at Walter Reed with the nerve to speak out publicly to warn others and express they objected to this dangerous course of conduct? After election, there's going to need to be a thorough review and AMA will need to consider discipline if appropriate. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. No way in hell can debate commission allow October 15th debate to go forward. They will be responsible for exposing people to a deadly disease. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. Here is the test, what senators speak up to say this is a danger to others. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. Imagine being a WH worker. Typhoid Mary is coming back and you are expected to come to work each day. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. Mike Pence will have to defend this, as will every R. If they do not condemn, vote or every last one out of office. Trump is willing to infect or kill people to maintain his ego. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. If Trump hadn't lost every college-educated and female voter in America, leaving Walter Reed with a deadly communicable disease might just do it. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. She pinned the following tweet to her profile. If Trump is able to debate, Biden must insist he be in a separate room. This is a constitutional crisis if Trump infects him. The debate commission should be held legally responsible if they hold this thing. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, at Rubin Blogger, October 5, 2020. Rubin, once noted as a conservative commentator, was a never-Trump pundit in 2016 and changed many of her views on politics after he won. She appears regularly on MSNBC. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.